The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live from the ShopTapes.com studios.
It's good Monday. Thanks for being with us, Brad Sesmatt, on Sports360AZ.com. We're Arizona-centric on Sports360AZ.com. Good to be partnered up with the Arizona Republic on AZ Central Sports, White Mountain Radio, and of course, you can reach me, bang me over the head, on Twitter, at Brad Sesmatt, C-E-S-M-A-T. It's been a busy sports weekend. Obviously, a lot of it has been dominated by Donald Sterling. So on today's show, I have angles around Arizona and the Donald Sterling story. That's what I'm all about. What is Arizona-centric on this story? Yeah, we'll take the bigger, broader view, but I have covered Donald Sterling all the way back to my days in San Diego. And when I talk about crazy owners, the list usually starts with Donald T. Sterling, one of the biggest jokes of an owner that I've ever covered. I've taken shots at the Clippers through the years, the paper clips, whatever term you want to use. He has been a national embarrassment. But he was an owner that I covered, and he was dreadful. So, this stuff that has just dominated the sports scene since Friday night, it's very unfortunate because the NBA playoffs have been terrific. There's been times where I've watched NBA basketball, and I'm a fan of the game. I played basketball up to the college level. I love watching it being played the right way. I think these playoffs have been played the right way. And to have an owner, of all people, take away from every last bit. Because if I sit here and just talk about the Blazers-Rockets series, which last night I was riveted to watching that. I'm not doing you a service and talking about what's going to happen here with Donald Sterling. He's taken away from the postseason and much, much more. Right off the top. So the NBA is not going to talk about Donald Sterling, at least as we sit here today. The NBA tomorrow is going to hold a press conference. Tomorrow, the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, will step to a microphone and talk about what the options are, what course of action they're going to take. It's pretty easy to say right off the top, we don't want Donald Sterling in our building. I can go all the way back in the Southern California time of doing this to where, yeah, we did shows when the Rodney King riots were going on. We did them. Rome did them. Hacksaw did them. I did them. We all did them. And I'm not saying that's where it is today in talking to my friends over in LA, but you know, when you start talking about race in Los Angeles and you have a playoff game tomorrow night, it can get out of control in a hurry because it only takes a couple of people to say, I'm going to take this into my own hands and go over the edge because I don't have any other voice other than to do something crazy. The Clippers have already lost a couple of sponsors today. State Farm has said, we are out of here. We're going to suspend our sponsorship. This is not a surprise. This is appropriate action to take. LeBron James, how in a strange sort of way, LeBron James situation with this, if he decides to go the free agent route this summer, I think you can cross the Clippers off the list as long as Donald T. Sterling is there. And I'm basing this off of LeBron's comments over the weekend. How does that play out for LeBron James and maybe the Suns making a chase for him? I see a former Sun in Kevin Johnson now leading the players on this. What's KJ's role going to be? I think it's as this story progresses, we'll see much, much more of Kevin Johnson. I see Alvin Gentry sitting over there on the bench, and I think I know Alvin well enough to know that he's saying to himself, you've got to be kidding me. Now, those that say he knew what he was getting in for, the same thing as Doc Rivers, if you want employment and you have one of 30 options and this is your livelihood, are there times you work for bosses that are a little creepy or that may not have the same views as you do, but you don't know that they're this deep? A guy like Jared Dudley, who I saw in garbage time in yesterday's game. So there's all sorts of Arizona angles around this Donald Sterling story. All sorts of them. So I'm going to go through those as the show progresses today. I think it's very unfortunate that on a Monday where Arizona State takes the Territorial Cup from Arizona, it's only going to get that one mention on my show today. I think it's very unfortunate that Dr. Jack Ramsey, one of the best people I've ever covered in all of sports, who passed away last night, probably not going to get any other mention than just this one. This is what Donald T. Sterling has done. And I think for those of you that watch the games, did you really want to see players walk out on the court, drop down their sweats, have their undershirts inside out so you don't see a Clippers logo? Did you really want to see Lisa Salters trying to interview Kevin Johnson at decibel level 100 and you could barely hear what he was saying yesterday courtside? Did you really want to see Donald T. Sterling's wife, who's sitting there in all black, while the billionaire owner has this girl, and this girl has come into question on a lot of fronts? You know, taking the tapes and providing them to TMZ. What is she all about? It's disturbing on so many levels. But I've got a lot I'm going to get into as the show progresses about the Clippers situation, my experiences with Donald Sterling. Yeah, they're 20 years ago, but some of them are moments that are still etched in my mind of, you got to be kidding me. He has his coach folding towels after a game. Yeah, I saw it. It's crazy. Let's get you caught up some things in my mind in the world of sports, brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino, just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. The Honda Resort and Casino, that is the place to get away up into the high country, enjoy yourself in the beautiful pines, pull on down the slot. You hear the winnings there. Why not get away? Get out of the hustle and bustle. They had some snow up there this weekend. It was beautiful. From what I talked to some friends that stopped by the casino. The Honda Resort and Casino, just outside of Pine Top. Great food, great fun. Make your plans to head up to the Honda Resort and Casino wherever you are around the great state of Arizona or wherever you're taking in today's show from. So, we'll have news and notes with Paula coming up at the bottom of the hour. There's some other guests that we're working on. But I think that to put this into real time, the NBA tomorrow will hold their press conference. And first and foremost, what can Adam Silver, the new commissioner of the NBA, do to Donald Sterling? We're going to get into that a little bit. If you missed it over the weekend, I don't want to get and play this into the ground, but I do think from a context standpoint, and there still is step number one in the legal process, is this really Donald T. Sterling's voice? That the NBA has to confirm the authenticity of the recording. It sounds pretty simple to me, but here is Donald Sterling with this girl on associating with black people.
People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram, and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Do you have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you, and you're not me.
So the original recording, as you're hearing, is presumably in the possession of TMZ, from my understanding. The NBA, as a private business, has no subpoena power to force TMZ to turn it over. So the NBA can't say, you've got to give this to us. TMZ could be reluctant to share the recording because the recording itself could be unlawful. In a legal brief, and I've read this in several places now, under California penal law, it is a crime to intentionally record a confidential conversation without the consent of the person or persons being recorded. This type of eavesdropping also empowers victims of the unlawful recording to sue for money damages. So Donald Sterling could turn around and sue on this. TMZ's own exposure to liability is far less than the person or persons who made the recording. Why this supposed girlfriend, and there's a lot of money floating around her, is recording this and then taking it over to TMZ, I'm not going to excuse Donald Sterling from this. And some people have made a big deal out of, well, you're trying to find excuses. All I'm saying is, you had $1 billion, dude, and you're saying things not knowing that you're being recorded. Just today, I'm hearing conversation now that when the NFL goes into their league meetings next month, that Roger Goodell is going to look at all the owners in the room and say, look at what happened over at the NBA, and we cannot afford to have anything like that happen to us. Everybody has skeletons in their closet, everybody. And you don't want to have it recorded and out there and damage our league. So you have this first part of what's going on in the recording, confirming that it is authentic. The president of the Clippers, of course the president of the Clippers says, well, this might have been altered. And that this girl is the defendant in a lawsuit brought by the Sterling family alleging that she embezzled more than $1.8 million. So the Clippers are already trying to damage her. Well, you can try all you want, but when you're the owner of an NBA franchise and you have a rap sheet that's pretty darn long, Donald Sterling, they've talked about him as a slumlord. He's had lawsuits there. Didn't want Hispanics and blacks living in his apartment. He's been sued numerous times. He is that guy of owners that you just look at and say, complete, utter joke. So confirming the authenticity of the recording. Then they've got to sit with Sterling. If you're Adam Silver and his team, you've got to sit with Sterling, and then you've got to say, okay, what actually happened here? Is there a point in time where the Clippers as a team, have they discriminated based on race? Elgin Baylor brought a lawsuit against the Clippers for not being paid when he was in the front office of the Clippers, a black man. Fining or suspending Sterling as an action. What's the point in fining a billionaire with a B? I mean, really, what does that do? And here's a better question, I think. Let's say that the owners, because I've heard this note, well, they've got to force him to sell. That'll show Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling bought the Clippers in San Diego for the grand total of $15 million. $15 million. Or in short, about $10 million less than what Kobe Bryant's going to make next year. Bought him for $15 million. And you're going to force him to sell. That'll show him. We're just going to take him out of this. Well, the last time I checked in Forbes, it was worth over $700 million as a franchise. Okay? So you can publicly embarrass him and humiliate him all you want. Forcing him to sell, what is that going to do? You're kicked out of our club. Other owners come in, they say, Donald, you're an embarrassment. You're out of here. We're not going to tolerate this. You can fine him all you want. He's just a bad guy who's hung around for years and years and years under David Stern's watch. He's one of those guys that when you show up for the holidays, he's part of your family, and he sits over in the corner at the table, and he uses racial epithets, and you just kind of roll your eyes and say, well, that's just the way he is. Or he says things that are inappropriate, and you just kind of deal with it, and you just kind of roll with it because you don't want to take action against him. Nobody wanted to stand up and say, you're a bad guy, you're out of here. You embarrass us, you're out of here. Nobody wanted to do that. So I'm covering Donald Sterling in San Diego. On the other side, I'll tell you the story of one of those coaches and one of the moments that still is etched in my mind to this day about this guy. And much, much more, all the Suns angles around this, because there's a lot of Suns angles or tie-ins to this story. And much more as we continue on. I'm Brad Sussmat, sports360az.com. On AZ Central Sports, good to be partnered with the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat. Brad Sussmat with you, sports360az.com. We're Arizona, Arizona, Arizona-centric. Check out our site. Plenty of content on the college, high school, pros, things that we see here in Arizona, things that catch my eye, our staff's eye on a daily basis. We're out throughout the weekend. Plenty of people coming to check out the site, sports360az.com. We're also on AZ Central Sports, good to be partnered up with the Arizona Republic, on White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter, at Brad Sussmat, C-E-S-M-A-T. The fallout from Donald Sterling's comments continues today. So again, tomorrow there'll be a press conference. The NBA in this press conference will make their decision known and their announcement. That'll be tomorrow. Today, within the last 30 minutes, the guy who's singing the national anthem tomorrow night at the Clippers game is canceled. He said he's not going to join. R&B recording artist Tank, set to perform the Star Spangled Banner, has decided not to perform out of protest of comments made by Donald Sterling. So he is out of the mix. Then you go over on the sponsorship side of things. And today, on the sponsorship side of things, CarMax has said that they're out. CarMax, largest used car retailer in the country, terminates their relationship with the team after 9 years of working together. So CarMax says, these views directly conflict with our culture of respect for all individuals. While we've been a proud Clipper sponsor for 9 years, we're out. State Farm, in a statement today, said, we will be taking a pause in our relationship with the organization. So two sponsors and the guy singing the anthem are out of it as well. Here's a little bit more of Donald Sterling talking about not bringing black people to our games, to this girl that was released in some audio by TMZ.
You could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them. You could bring them in. You could do whatever you want. The little I asked you was not to promote it on that and not to bring them to my games.
So he's saying don't put them on Instagram. We don't want to see pictures on Instagram. And don't bring them to the games. Here is Magic Johnson. And Magic Johnson's part of this deal, too, now, in a couple of different ways. Magic Johnson's initial reaction to the comments of Donald Sterling.
That was really upset. You know, you can't understand how hurt I was. And also, I was hurt for all African-Americans and all minorities.
Here is more Magic Johnson. Time for Sterling to get out of the business.
When you got the president of the United States saying that this is bad, you got all the fans around the country, different races of people saying it's bad. It's time for him to exit.
Now, eventually, there'll be some people that'll say, what's the problem here? Freedom of speech. He didn't know that this girl was taping him. Everybody's got their opinions. And in my opinion, that's a bad opinion. In this case, my opinion is obviously he needs to get out. So Donald Sterling, I'm 18, 19 years of age. I get a press pass. I'm asked to go to a Clippers game. I start going to the Clippers games in San Diego. It was kind of fun. They had there was not an assist to be found on that team. There was Freeman Williams, Randy Smith, Lloyd B. Free, World B. Free. There was Nick Weatherspoon. There was Sven Nader. There was, let me think, Kermit Washington. There was Kevin Kunert was the backup. But there was always Donald Sterling. And so I'm going into interview the locker room after the game's over, and I'm walking past the place where the laundry is being done. And there's one of the coaches who's doing the laundry. Black coach who's doing the laundry. You know, Paul Silas was part of that mess in San Diego, too. And I'll never forget that. It's like, what is this? Are you kidding me? One of the coaches is sitting there doing the laundry? And you start to hear stories about Donald T. And he brought in Bill Walton. And if Bill Walton had stayed healthy, who knows what the team might have become. But the stories around Donald Sterling in San Diego were endless. And I thought about putting someone on from San Diego just to give you some context today. But I don't want to dignify him that much about how he's just been a bad guy through the years. His track record speaks for itself. State Farm said today, too, we're monitoring the situation. We'll continually assess our options. That all sounds well and good, but I respect the fact that CarMax came out and said, we're out. We're just done. See you later. I respect the fact the anthem singer said tomorrow night, we're out. I'm done. I'm not going to do this. Now, if the NBA doesn't take strong enough action tomorrow, what might happen tomorrow night at the game? What is considered prudent, strong action? Are they going to say, hey, Donald, you can't come to any more games. You're done for the rest of the playoffs. Is that really strong action? Will it be Kevin Johnson, former Phoenix Sun, KJ, is right in the middle of all this? The players on the Clippers, Chris Paul is head of the players' union. Here is Kevin Johnson, that the players came to him wanting help.
The players feel, first of all, these comments were reprehensible and unacceptable. I got a phone call immediately from Chris Paul, who asked me to weigh in and help the Players Association navigate through this very difficult time.
So more Kevin Johnson on Donald Sterling and what damage he's done to the league.
If everything is authenticated, then I think it's very clear this is the worst kind of intolerance, the worst kind of ignorance, and it does not represent the NBA.
This guy urged a woman who's not even his own wife to not bring black people to his team's games. Just that on its own level, an owner. You can make bad decisions all you want. I've covered enough of those guys right here in Phoenix that have made horrible decisions, didn't run their business of a franchise in the right way. Covered plenty of those guys. They come and go. Never been around a guy that was so widely despised in a circle of owners than Donald T. Sterling. Didn't matter when he moved the Clippers out of San Diego up to Los Angeles. Didn't matter. He was still viewed as bad guy, bad dude, bad owner, joke of a franchise, the worst in all of sports. You know, when Marge Schott said her comments, there were some people that, oh, you know, Marge has done a lot in the community and all that stuff. The NAACP had this award for Donald Sterling that he was supposed to get for the second time because he gave money for hospitals in Los Angeles. So, of course, he's a great guy. Of course, we got a check. And then, I think we're going to cancel this now. So that came out here in the last couple of days. I don't have any regret or resentment or anything towards Chris Paul or Doc Rivers. I've heard this narrative of, well, they should have known, they should have never gone to Los Angeles. If you want to be in the NBA and on the biggest stage, you're going to say, I'm going to go play in LA. I've got to put on a Clippers jersey. Most of these guys that I've found through the years don't even know the owner, don't even meet the owner. So if the Clippers come calling, remember, Chris Paul is supposed to go to the Lakers. David Stern said no. So David Stern's culpable in all this, in my mind. David Stern enabled Donald T. Sterling to stick around doing his thing. And now on the greatest stage, where we're supposed to be talking about the league and its shining moment, it's completely pulled away. Should they boycott the game tomorrow night? I don't buy into that. I think boycotting the game is absolutely absurd. You're asking these players that have their livelihood of playing basketball, their competitors, they've gone through their season, and you're going to tell them, hey, guys, you shouldn't even play. That's the strongest. That's crazy talk to me. And I've heard that out there. Well, if they want to show what they're all about, they should just not play the game. And so they're playing for their fans. They are playing for themselves. They have their contract. They have their business side of things. They don't have to associate with Donald Sterling. They can say, I'm not a fan of his at all. I'm out here just doing my thing. I'm sure some of you have owners that you've looked at and said, man, bad guy, but I got to provide. I got to do my thing. So going to that extreme, I don't see Chris Paul. Chris Paul wants to win a title. Why not go for it? Why would you boycott? But if the league just walks out there tomorrow and says, well, you know, there's really not much we can do, and we just have to have him sit out for the rest of the playoffs and that's it, or even if they fine him a certain amount, fining him doesn't do anything. Here's the LeBron James side of this to me. So here's LeBron James on his thoughts on Donald Sterling's comments.
If it's true, it's very sensitive. There's no room for that in our game. We've found a way to make this the greatest game in the world. And for comments like that, it taints our game, and we can't have that. Can't have it from a player. We can't have it from an owner. We can't have it from a fan, and so on and so on. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, or whatever the case may be.
So cross the LA Clippers off the list of teams for LeBron James this summer if, in fact, he decides to go the route of free agency. I think a lot of people had assumed LeBron James in LA for the Clippers would be a great landing spot for him. If the Suns decided, and I do think that they're going to be, then the smart move is that they at least pick up the phone and say, hey, consider us out here in Arizona. There's one less team as long as Donald Sterling is attached to it. I can't see how the league could keep Donald Sterling in place for another year or two. I can't see that. I don't see the recourse there. They'll talk about it tomorrow. Here's the bad side of this if you're a Suns fan, okay? I'm just talking business. Magic Johnson today in the Los Angeles media speculating that he could be in line to take over and buy the Clippers. Magic Johnson has already got the Dodgers, and we see what the Dodgers are doing to the Diamondbacks. They're kicking them in the head and kicking them in the teeth. And if Magic Johnson takes over the Clippers, how many free agents are going to line up and say, I want to come play for Magic in LA with the Clippers? Yeah, I can talk all I want about Sterling. That's the easy low-hanging fruit. Let's give this a little bit further. What's the bigger picture here? If Magic Johnson takes over the Clippers, sticks it to the Lakers for how they screwed everything up after Dr. Buss passed away, he's got his own franchise. He's the white knight that drives in and takes over the Clippers. He'll attract everybody and anybody, including LeBron James. And the Suns then have to deal with two teams in L.A. to try to get free agents or make deals with. So there is some stuff there with the Suns. Just you got to look at it. Big picture. Paula Bova News and Notes on the other side. I'm sure she dealt with Donald T. when she was in L.A. Much more on this as we roll on. Again, advancing the story. NBA press conference tomorrow on this story. It is the overriding story in sports. Very sad that it is. The basketball has been terrific. But you can't have someone of this ilk in the NBA fraternity. You can't have somebody of this ilk making decisions as one of 30. I'm Brad Sussmatt.
Like our Facebook fan page for unique Arizona sports content from the high schools to the pros. Facebook.com/sports360AZ. Giving you the inside slant on the weekend's biggest stories. It's time for News and Notes with AZ Central sports columnist Paula Bovin. Here again, Brad Sussmatt.
You can do whatever you want. You can sleep with them. You can bring them in. You can do whatever you want. The little I ask you is not to promote it on that and not to bring them to my games.
It's Donald T. Sterling, Paula Bova News and Notes. You, I'm sure, have stories of Donald T. Sterling through your years covering him in Los Angeles.
You know, I'm just blogging about this, Brad. Years ago, I attended, he has an annual party at his house called, now it sounds funny, but called the White Party, which is not about race, but about how he expected people to dress, and it kind of had a Gatsby-like feel to it. And he's got this great home right on the beach of Malibu, and you know, for a younger sports writer at the time, I thought it would just be a great glimpse into, you know, a life that I would never lead and to see maybe the sports celebrities and regular celebrities that were there and everything else. But the one thing I remember about it is how many people were kind of eye-rolling about Sterling, you know, about his behavior, about the way he carried himself, about, you know, how self-absorbed he was, and there's never been great respect for the man, even decades ago, but it leads me to believe there's been so much eye-rolling and not enough action by anybody lately, whether it's been the NBA, whether it's been media. And I know some media has covered some of the stuff that's happened within the past, but I think there's sort of culpability going around about how it's gotten this far.
I remember Donald T. Sterling in San Diego. I had him down there. It was a real treat. And, you know, there was the stories of how I remember walking past the laundry room and there was one of the assistant coaches, a black man, folding towels after a game. Assistant coach.
Oh, my gosh.
Paul Silas, of course, was down there in San Diego when I was there. And Paul was part of that whole deal. And I respected Paul a great amount. Mm-hmm. I was like you, very young, late teens when I had my opportunity. And I could recite all the names of the guys who were on the team. It was the Freeman Williams, Lloyd Free, Randy Smith, no assist to be found on that team. They would just launch away, and Bill Walton was hurt. But nobody had a good word to say about Donald T. Sterling other than he brought the team to San Diego. And then when he moved it to Los Angeles, and you covered him there, obviously, and the White Party, I remember about that. I remember Mark Heisler would write the Dear Donald columns in the L.A. Times.
Right.
And that was just... It was as though that everybody knew that was the crazy uncle that would say and do things at Thanksgiving and Christmas that you just rolled your eyes. But you're right. Nobody ever took the action. So is that David Stern's fault through the years, you know, through the years of all this stuff, whether it was him being a slumlord and he had lawsuits brought against him by Hispanic and black groups. He was sued by Elgin Baylor, who you know and you covered, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like because you have a B in front of your net worth, we're just going to look away from all the stuff that's gone on. And now on a day where we should be celebrating great postseason basketball.
Right.
Instead, I'm talking about the National Anthem singer canceling tomorrow night because he just did.
Oh, wow.
And a third sponsor has already backed out on them just while we've been on the air today. And so there's nothing good on this story, but from your point of view and covering him in LA, does this surprise you at all?
No, it doesn't. I didn't know the depth of this racism, and you're right. I mean, we've seen the lawsuits that have come out years over years. And I think initially with Sterling, like other owners in professional sports, there's been off the court or off the field drama, you know, ugly divorces, allegations of this and that. And so for a while, I think there was a tolerance, but I think they got too comfortable with that tolerance in the NBA. I mean, there have been too many red flags over the years for someone like David Stern, who did so many great things for this league. But there should have been some action before this. And I just talked to someone about an hour ago who's going to be heavily involved in this. So tomorrow, you know, the NBA announced it's going to make a statement. And the NBA has the power to fine and suspend him. That's all they can do. But then the owners can meet and get rid of the guy. And I can't imagine anything else is going to happen, because there has not been great respect among even the owners and their peers. Sterling, I mean, he's been the laughing stock among them too. So, I mean, it seems like this thing's going to come to an end soon. His you know, tenure as an owner. But again, I do think it's sad that it's gone this far. And you know, I have to add this too, Brad. I think we got to give Robert Sarver a nod of respect, because he's been one of the few owners in the past that has sort of stood up for stuff like this. And I'm not talking about, you know, Donald Sterling's stuff, but the whole Los Suns, he caught a lot of flack for that, some of the people who would come to his games. And so I think that's kind of a credit to him, too, that at least we have an owner that's been willing to take a stand on some of this stuff.
Well, there's a lot that you said there, and we're talking with Paula Bova, News and Notes, AZ Central sports columnist. She's going to be blogging about this today, or is already doing it, on AZ Central Sports. You can check that out. Good content there. I'm sure you're going to be on Channel 12 tonight talking about this, or in the next couple of days. Okay, so they forced Donald Sterling to sell. So what? Okay, he bought the Clippers for $15 million. They're now, according to Forbes, worth over $700 million. He could fetch as much as $1 billion with a B for the franchise. Public humiliation? This guy's been a public embarrassment for 30 years. There really isn't anything on Sterling's end. What, I got to sell my team? What, I got to get rid of my... My point is, I don't see where this is going to really impact him.
You know what? I don't agree with that, because I think he's lost power, and I think it's always been about power for him, and this team has given him this power where I think he has felt infallible. Oh, I've got these court cases, and it's going to look stupid, but I'm going to get past it. I think he took great glory and pride, and obviously became an egomaniac with this ownership thing. And I think having that taken away from him and being called racist, obviously it was hit local news, but I think the national scope, I think this is going to be very hard on him, and it should be.
It should be. I just don't think, I'll disagree with you on this. I just think he's going to get a check and say, you know, and I could be wrong, but, and then I'll take the Phoenix angle on all this, because that's always what I'm looking at. So here you have Kevin Johnson and Chris Paul, and actually I think they have stronger voices on this than the president of our whole country, who weighed in on this.
Right.
I mean, Kevin Johnson's in a very strong position on this, as is Chris Paul. And for Kevin tomorrow, I think he has to be in front of the microphone tomorrow to talk about this.
I would love to see that, because, you know, there's so many people who love to say sports and politics, let's not mix them up. You know, we know how quiet Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods have been on things where people thought they need to step up.
Sure.
I totally don't agree. I think it's such a great platform. Just like, you know, in the way back in the Summer Olympics, when guys were standing on, you know, the podium with their fists in the air about equal rights and things like that. So I would love to see guys like Kevin Johnson step up, and other players, and even owners. I think a lot of the owners are waiting to get the okay from the NBA that they can do that. You know, they'll get the email or whatever that says, okay, you can talk about it now. But I would love to see, and I think Kevin Johnson would be such a great voice and representative of that.
Okay,
for sure.
And so he has already said that he wants the players to understand their leverage as global athletic ambassadors, and to recognize that their union could be more than a collective bargaining agent. It could, if united, expand its role in how the league conducts its affairs. KJ has been advising them. Chris Paul's first phone call is to Kevin Johnson. So there's one Phoenix angle. Alvin Gentry, you and I know Alvin well enough that he's just got to be sick to his stomach and has enough pride. And the same with Jared Dudley, another son.
Right.
That those two guys, given the depth of both of those guys, have to be sane. And when Doc Rivers was asked about his future yesterday, that he couldn't clarify on it, if Donald Sterling is even remotely involved, then it would not surprise me in the least to see Alvin Gentry walk away. He's got to be sick to his stomach over this.
Oh, no question about it. And, you know, I'm sure it is a struggle, and especially for some of the players, as offended as they are you know, they probably have had very good conversations with Donald Sterling, and they see his name on their paycheck, and they're making a lot of money, and it is not excusing it, but I think it's probably why some voices haven't come out quicker than we thought. It's like, you know, they thought of Sterling as one guy, or at least this guy that was writing this big paycheck, and so I'm sure there's some awkwardness there, but you're especially right about Gentry. I can't imagine this is doing anything but killing him right now.
Okay, and here's one last
good guy.
And here's one last thought with Paula Bovin, I got to let you go, but one last thought on my end. So when Magic Johnson, as it's come out today, could be the guy that's in line, that there's a push now to have him become the next owner there. When LeBron James said on Saturday about Sterling's comments, LeBron was very straightforward. There's no place for this in the league. I think that crosses the Clippers right off the list for him to go to the Clippers this summer. I'm just talking basketball here now.
Right.
If Sterling were involved at all, not a chance LeBron goes there, assuming he tests the market, and some people are of the opinion he will. I still believe that Phoenix is a dark horse in all this, given the relationship with Bledsoe and LeBron. But if Magic Johnson takes over the Clippers, Paula, purely speaking from a Phoenix point of view, we've already seen what's happened with the Dodgers. They have lapped the Diamondbacks in terms of payroll and what they can do using the Magic Johnson brand.
Right.
If he takes over the Clippers, it's really bad for the Suns. It's really bad. And I know that's not anything to do with on there right now, but I'm looking big picture on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've got to look at that, too, from a Phoenix perspective, saying, okay, get Sterling out of there. He's been a joke. Somehow they found a way to win.
Right.
But please don't have it be Magic taking over.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you're right. I hadn't even thought about that angle. But, and I, you know, the big thing is if LeBron's even going to leave.
If he's going to test, sure.
If that's the case, there's no question. That would put a whole new dynamic in this thing if Magic Johnson was owner, for sure.
Anything else you want to add about this? I haven't asked you today.
No, I just want to emphasize again, I just think it's important for the NBA to come out strong. And, you know, I haven't been overly impressed, frankly, since Stern has left, the voices we're hearing. You know, hasn't been great ownership in the league right now. So I just want to see them come out strong and, you know, no tolerance kind of thing when they speak tomorrow.
I don't want to see people react in a negative way. You and I both went through the Rodney King situation.
Yep, I agree.
You know, and people don't want to talk about that today, but if the league comes out and says, well, we need to evaluate, you know, you're right. You've got to take a strong stance.
No question.
Stay well. Thanks for the time.
Okay, Brad.
It's Paula Bova, News and Notes, AZ Central sports columnist. You can check her content out over at AZ Central. And we continue on. Brad Sussmat with you, Sports 360 AZ. We're going to hear from Doc Rivers on the other side. I did make it over to the Diamondbacks game Saturday. What a train wreck that was. But this is the overriding story today. And tomorrow it will just advance. A couple of things that I will sneak in here as we get through the show today. On sports360az.com, AZ Central Sports, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat.
For unique angles, content, and guests, check out our podcast center, available 24/7, 365 at sports360az.com.
So the Clippers aren't even going to practice today. God, this is from a pure basketball standpoint. Maybe it's the right move by Doc Rivers. Just, hey, look, get away from the game. Sports360az.com, AZ Central Sports, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat. Eric's been talking with Jerry Colangelo, and Jerry may be with us here in a few minutes. We'll see if we can nail that down or not. So the Clippers cancel practice today. The guy who's supposed to sing the anthem tomorrow night quit, said, no, I'm not going to show up and I'm not going to sing. Three advertisers have already pulled out on the Clippers today. The league has said that they are going to hold a press conference tomorrow. I don't have a time on that yet. Eric, have you seen anything on that in terms of a time yet?
I have not, but judging from what we saw on Saturday with the commissioner and how he was basically did you see the press conference?
I did. It was just a statement.
Yeah,
just
but
looking
it just,
at his notes.
I'm just not used to that.
Yeah.
Because with David Stern, it's, I'm going to look right into the camera and I am not going to have anything on paper and I am just going to, you know, I'm so familiar and so comfortable in this situation. And then the new commish is like, oh, okay, well, this is my first poop storm. All right, well, welcome to the hot seat.
The Village People lead singer bans the use of YMCA at Clipper games amidst Donald Sterling controversy. That just came out. And Virgin America just announced that they have decided to end their sponsorship with the Clippers. So when you have one note after next note after next note after next note. By the time we get to tomorrow, are they going to have a sponsor left standing? On the basketball court, just the basketball court, here's Blake Griffin on the Sterling distraction. They got crushed yesterday. That game was over before I even got sat down and got warm. Here's Blake Griffin.
It's like every other game. It really was. That's not, you know, sugarcoating anything. Every day, I like I said yesterday, there's distractions all the time.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that about as much as I don't believe it at all.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing with Blake Griffin. He's trying to protect his brand there. That's a young guy who's trying to search for the right things to say because somebody in his agency group said, don't even get yourself involved in this. That's how that sounded to me.
Or the PR people came in right after the game, before in the quote-unquote cooling off period, that little grace period before the media is allowed in the locker room. And they basically prepped them on, well, you're all going to get asked about this, so just be careful with how you do it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Doc Rivers, here's Doc Rivers yesterday, and he's a stand-up guy. Here's Doc Rivers, the coach.
Game's on me, my fault. It's my job. I got to do a better job getting these guys ready to play basketball. And if it's because of the other thing, it's still my fault.
Sure.
Well, I'll take that.
Yeah, but again, it's hey, blame me. Don't blame the players who no-showed. And you can't even blame the players for no-showing. This is such a huge distraction.
Here's what's kind of interesting about all of this.
It's very scripted, Brad. I could see
sure
all this.
It is.
None of this is surprising to me when I heard this sound this morning.
Well, sure it is. I mean, it's scripted on one hand. I thought, here's some of what I saw yesterday. So I'm sitting there watching the start of the Clippers game because I wanted to see how the players responded. And ABC, who's their television partner, who sugarcoats everything and makes it sound like this is the greatest thing ever. They bleach it all out. You know, they show these Laker games every Sunday afternoon when the Lakers aren't any good because they're just looking for ratings, okay? They don't want to pay attention to the rest of the league. So when they come out and they showed the players dropping it on the floor and the jerseys inside and out, and they interviewed Kevin Johnson during the game, I had a lot of respect for them.
I did too.
I had a lot of respect that this wasn't an NBA entertainment. But I also have to believe that this was the league office saying, let's go after that bastard.
I'm sure. And the Clippers gave up, 43 points in the first quarter yesterday? Their mind wasn't on the game. And again, you can't blame them. They got caught in this mess that had nothing to do with them, nothing to do with the playoffs.
Well, Kia just suspended their advertising sponsorship.
Blake Griffin.
Just now, we're suspending our advertising and sponsorship. But here's the thing. So now State Farm says, well, yeah, we're going to take a pause in our relationship, but we're still going to use our Chris Paul ads during the games. So you're not really taking a pause. It's just, let's just kind of navigate through this. Even on an advertising end, this is kind of funny. Just in the last 30 minutes, it's boom, 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 boom. Michael Jordan speaking out. So some have said that's the most important name to this point to be speaking out because Michael Jordan doesn't weigh in on anything. Because he is one of those guys that says, quote, Republicans buy shoes too. At first, he didn't want to talk about this. Of course he didn't. Michael Jordan never wants to get involved in something. But then as an owner, you decide, I better get involved in this and I better come out. I still think the fact that Kevin Johnson was reached out to by Chris Paul, the hammer is going to come from KJ. Because on the player's end of things, it's not going to be Chris Paul. You know, the players turning their jerseys inside and out, that was a Matt Barnes thing, another former son, that he was one of the two voices, from my understanding, that said, let's go out and do this. It's very entertaining on one end to see how everybody's trying to say and do the right thing, because in this world of political correctness, rather than we're done, he's out, let's move on. This is going to end up in a courtroom to get Donald Sterling out of there. Donald Sterling's not going to go quiet into the night. I think Paula's point was accurate, that he's always just kind of said, hey, man, read between the lines with his middle finger up. That's me. I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm Donald T. Sterling. I don't want you bringing black people to my games, even though I'm an owner. It's crazy. And if Doc Rivers up and leaves the Clippers, I mean, you look at the Clippers just talking basketball again. From a pure X and O standpoint, the Clippers had finally figured out how to become one of the most relevant teams in all the NBA. They'd figured out how to attract star players. David Stern assisted them, getting Chris Paul to go to the Clippers rather than the Lakers. We finally have our Los Angeles market figured out. But now we have this. A couple other things before I step aside here. This segment of the show brought to you by Western Grade, Western Materials. Western Grade, Western Materials, they've done work in Queen Creek. They've done work in Anthem. They do work in the White Mountains as well. Their owner is Troy Gillespie. I sat and talked with Troy for quite some time about his business. It's very important when builders, home builders, are considering the company that's going to do that heavy earthwork. Doesn't matter if it's the master plan community in Scottsdale or in Gilbert or in Sholo. Doesn't matter. You don't just want anybody showing up when they're going to do something as important as getting your custom home ready to go, maybe in Pine Top Lakeside. Western Grade, Western Materials, online at westerncos.com. Go to WesternCOS, westerncos.com. Got to think about this stuff, guys. You're going to get that home done, or you're a home builder doing that heavy earthwork. Online, westerncos.com, Western Grade, Western Materials. I don't want to do a whole hour without talking about a couple other things. Dr. Jack Ramsey was one of the nicest people that I've ever dealt with. Eric, you booked him
several times.
And
He's great. He was a great storyteller. He was a really, really good basketball analyst. I never really knew him as a coach because that was kind of before my time. I mean, I knew he was a great coach, a legendary coach. But I always enjoyed him on ESPN Radio when I was driving around listening to games. Very good.
When he had the Blazers in Portland, if Bill Walton had just stayed healthy, that team would have been one of the great dynasties. Mm-hmm. Because they had Lionel Hollins on that team and Big Maurice Lucas and Bobby Gross, Dave Twardzik, Michael Thompson as a kid coming out of Minnesota. I mean, they had players. They had a squad there in Minnesota. And I always look forward to going to, when I was doing the Sun stuff, going down to the arena. And like you said, if it was an ESPN radio game, Dr. Jack would be sitting there and would be the nicest man. And how are you doing? How is your family? Could you have a couple minutes? Absolutely. Whatever you need. Where do you need me to go? But he also ran marathons. He was very active physically. And he knew the game and he knew his stuff. I never heard one person ever say a bad word about Dr. Jack Ramsey. And he passed away last night. A big part of the NBA family. And I don't want to creep like Donald Sterling to take away a whole show. I'm not able to acknowledge Dr. Jack because he was one of my favorite people. An amazing man.
He had a cabin, I guess, up in the Northwest where he spent a bunch of time. Like, later in life, he just kind of got away from the city life. And when I caught him, sometimes he's like, oh, I won't be here tomorrow, but I'll be at my cabin. You can call me at my cabin. Here's the number. I was like, oh, okay. It's cool.
Vince Young is in the news today. So Vince,
boy, that is quite a transition there.
I just got to be straight up here. You know, let's not sugarcoat this. So Vince Young is, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, hey, you're going to get Vince Young to show up at your camp. Of course you are. You're the Cleveland Browns. You're the one that can fix Vince Young. What a terrific move.
Slow clap. Slow clap from Browns fans. Even slower.
The dog pound and Vince Young, I can't see that going well. I can't. He's going to lead you guys to the promised land. When we have Fabiano on in a couple of weeks. So where are you at on the Vince Young fantasy football chart? Who are like 10 quarterbacks you would never take in your entire life, along with Blaine Gabbert? Vince Young would be on it. Oh, come on. We're the Browns, man. We're going to get this figured out.
How do you think Josh Gordon feels this morning? He gets up and he goes on Twitter and he's like, my new quarterback could be Vince Young.
Vince Young. And then Arizona State wins the Territorial Cup Series against Arizona. Now, I don't know too many people that sit there and keep score of where we're at in the Territorial Cup. Do you? Do you know many people that do that?
Just the schools. Just the schools. You see it on Twitter all the time.
There's a couple fans last night after the baseball game that said, woohoo, ASU, we beat U of A in the Territorial Cup.
That's fine.
That's fine. Just knock yourselves
out.
That's fine. Plenty of content on sports360az.com. That's where I'm at. We started this a couple of years ago. AZ Central Sports said, we want to partner up with you. We're with AZ Central Sports. White Mountain Radio said, we want to partner up with you. We're with White Mountain Radio. As we continue to grow by leaps and bounds, AZ Central, thanks for the partnership. And, of course, I'm on Twitter. You can hit me over the head whenever you want. At Brad Cesmat, C-E-S-M-A-T. Off we go into hour number two, Brad Sussmats. Good Monday on Sports360AZ.com. On AZ Central Sports, going to be partnered up with the Arizona Republic on White Mountain Radio and on Twitter, at Brad Sussmat. I may have Jerry Colangelo here in a couple of moments. Eric's trying to track him down. So in the middle of the day, here's where we are on the Donald Sterling stuff, the Donald Sterling mess. It's brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. When I talk about Santan Ford and General Manager Tim Hovick and company, I do so with a lot of pride. I've been a spokesperson for Tim for the last couple of years. I just don't throw my name around on anything. Tim Hovick and company, great group of people from top to bottom. And they're involved in the Arizona sports scene. Doesn't matter if it's the Sun Devils or the Diamondbacks or the Cardinals. Tim is one of those people that gets involved in a lot of charities, a lot of groups around the valley. It's kind of interesting over the last few years how I've had businesses call me saying, hey, can you introduce me to Tim Hovick? Because I want to see if he'll be a spokesperson. It's like, you weasels, get out of here. Stop on in and get a vehicle first, or second, or third. They have the F-150s, the F-150. What a great truck. Summertime right around the corner, guys. What vehicle are you going to drive this summer? Where are you going to go this summer? You're going to go to the beach in that beat-up truck? Why not get that F-150 and go up to the high country? Go do your camping, your backpacking, whatever it may be, in a vehicle that makes sense for you. Or just getting around town, as I do. For me, driving around in the Fusion, the 2014 Fusion, a lot of sense it makes for me. That's at Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it's all about you, just off the Santan 202 in Val Vista, Santan Ford. So what are the specifics now of Adam Silver? Adam Silver, to many of you, may not be a name that you are familiar with. Adam Silver is the guy that took over for David Stern back on February 1st. That means he's had all of about, 80 plus days to get his feet wet and to jump on in on this. So I think when we're talking about what happens tomorrow, what takes place tomorrow when Adam Silver steps to the podium tomorrow, and hopefully we'll talk to Jerry Colangelo here in a second about it, what is Adam Silver going to say? I don't believe that Adam Silver is going to be in a spot where they can just take away his, they can take the team away from Donald Sterling. Eventually this is going to end up in a court of law. It's just the way it is. The bylaws are not made public, but he can use the best interests of the game clause. We have heard best interests of the game before. We've heard that around Bud Selig in the Major League Baseball end of things. We've heard that. So when Glenn Taylor tried to do a number one pick signing with Joe Smith, when there was Jerry Buss, who was under the influence, those are two owners that were suspended when David Stern was doing his thing. Okay. So there is that precedent. If you're wondering, okay, what is all the hubbub about? You may have heard some of these comments, you may have not, but you can't play it enough because to give this story context, here is Donald Sterling to this girlfriend on this audio tape on associating with black people. This is the owner of the NBA Clippers.
People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Do you have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you and you're not me.
Here's a little bit more Donald Sterling telling this girl, don't bring black people to our games.
You could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them. You could bring them in. You could do whatever you want. The little I asked you is not to promote it on that. And not to bring him to my games.
Now, V. Stiviano, the girl here, ESPN's reporting that the woman's attorney today did not directly respond to an inquiry about whether the client was cooperating with the NBA. So is the NBA going to investigate this in the authenticity? I think we all hear the voice there and just assume, but that's the first step of the NBA. The players today were given the day off to try to decompress from all this and get away from it. What has happened around the organization today is five major sponsors have already pulled their sponsorships today. Five. I think it's kind of funny that the national anthem singer had the guts to say, I'm not going to sing tomorrow night. He pulled out. You can only imagine, as dysfunctional a franchise as the Clippers have been through the years, what is going on down there because through the years, the Clippers have been one of these teams where they just barely are able to make it through because the owner's just all over the place. Magic Johnson is in the middle of this. LA Times reporting that there's conversation about Magic Johnson potentially being a guy that would be approached about taking over the ownership of the Clippers. This would not be good news if you're a Phoenix Suns fan. No matter how much you don't like Magic, look at what Magic has done with the Los Angeles Dodgers. They have lapped the Diamondbacks three or four times. Here's Magic Johnson, his comments on all of this.
That was really upset. You know, you can't understand how hurt I was. And also, I was hurt for all African Americans and all minorities.
The funny part about this story, too, is let's say the league suspends Donald T. Sterling, which they've got to do that tomorrow. If they don't do that tomorrow, I'm afraid what tomorrow will look like in Los Angeles. The number two person in line is Sterling's wife. So, Rochelle, the plan in the event of Sterling's death is that, and this is again ESPN reporting this, that it's Sterling's wife, Rochelle, that would take over as majority owner. She was courtside at yesterday's game. Ironically, she was wearing black, just like the players were wearing black socks and black armbands. Shelly is what she is referred to. She's been a regular at Clipper games. She's liked among the other owners. She even accompanied her husband to an April 17th Board of Governors meeting. So this is a situation where who would be stepping in place? But when you have all of these owners, and as this, it just in the last hour, to have five sponsors now pull out on the Clippers in the last hour, the national anthem singer saying, I'm not going to sing in the last hour. And there's all these different angles, but you've got to play it through the process. I keep going back to that. It's not as simple as just get him out of here. That cannot be the case. That's not going to happen tomorrow when this press conference by Adam Silver is held. If it did, I'd be completely surprised. Is it in the best interests of the NBA to not have Donald Sterling? I've been saying that since I covered him back in San Diego. He's been one of the worst owners I've ever dealt with. Here is NBA Hall of Famer Jerry Colangelo, chairman of USA Basketball. Jerry Colangelo joins us live on the show with Brad Susmat, Sports 360 AZ, on AZ Central Sports, going to be partnered with the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter. Hi, Jerry. Appreciate you coming on. Have you spoken to Adam Silver about this today?
I have not. Reason being, his hands have been pretty much tied. We had a conversation the day before this alleged incident took place. And so with his schedule and where he's been, it seems like, at every playoff game. When you watch the games on TV, Adam is sitting in the stands. And so his hands are, he's pretty tied up. I'm waiting to have some direct conversation with him, just predicated on all the queries that I'm getting, you know, from media people around the country because of my tenure in the NBA and the fact that, you know, on an ownership basis, how involved I was with all the committees, all the owners, and eventually the chairman of the board. So I had to deal with ownership issues along the way. So, you know, I'm pretty much on top of it. But having said that, Brad, you know, many people are reacting violently, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's very emotional, and I get it. I understand it. And I would tell you I feel the same way. But we have to let this happen, let it take its due course to be sure that, you know, it is him. You know, if all of these accusations are accurate, I don't think there's any doubt that the commissioner is going to obviously take some input from the players. You know, our own Kevin Johnson made it pretty clear that's where the players want to be. They want to be part of this. And I believe it's a defining moment for Adam. But what an opportunity to make his mark early on in his commissionership by taking the appropriate action.
Jerry Colangelo with us, NBA Hall of Famer, for a couple of minutes with Brad Sussmat, of course, chairman of USA Basketball. The thought of many that I'm getting today, Jerry, is, well, why can't the league just simply take the team away from Donald Sterling before Game 5? The best interest in basketball, is there a best interest in basketball clause?
Well, the bylaws and constitution give the commissioner quite a bit of autonomy as it relates to taking steps to fix, if you will, inappropriate action. Some of it is pretty clear. Some of it is a little bit gray, quite honestly, in my opinion. So there's no doubt that on fines and the amount of fines and the suspensions and the term of the suspensions, he's got all that latitude for sure. But when you go beyond that and you now start talking about an asset that probably is worth $700 or $800 million in Los Angeles, you just don't, you know, make an announcement that you're pulling it. There are many, many intricacies. There's a lot of legalities involved. Donald Sterling's track record is he's been very litigious.
Yep.
In his business career and his career in the NBA, and you know, it's really ironic. There was a time when I actually was helping to broker the sale of the San Diego team to someone up in the Pacific Northwest, and that deal fell through, and Donald Sterling was the guy waiting in line, and he got the franchise for $13 million. And his track record is a matter of public record in terms of the issues he's had. So it's really going to – it's an interesting case. I feel it, I sense it, you know, in terms of the reactions from players, people within the league, the media, the fans, and as you just pointed out, now it's to the partners and broadcasters, and I mean, it's amazing. It's you make a mistake like that if it's accurate. You know,
this
is alleged, and it could be, you know, life-changing.
Well, here's the thing on this. Look, I covered Donald T. Sterling in San Diego, and he was by far the worst owner that I've ever dealt with, and this is very early in my run. But, Jerry, the Rodney King stuff in Los Angeles, if tomorrow is not strong enough, I'm not joking here on this. I think that tomorrow Adam Silver and the league have to move forward and send a very strong and clear message. Because people, it only takes a couple people to react in a way that nobody wants to see. Nobody's happy about talking about this today when it was such great basketball. It was terrific basketball through the playoffs. And so I'm just really curious, is Adam Silver equipped to handle this?
Well, if everyone could be just a day or two patient, we're going to find out. My expectation is he's dealing with this thing very delicately. And when he announces what he will announce, whatever that may be, it'll go with a lot of thought, not a knee-jerk reaction, far from it.
And KJ's become a very powerful player in all this. I'm not surprised, I know you're not surprised, that Kevin is now really somebody that's going to have a huge voice in all of this.
Well, through this whole announcement of him being retained by the players' union, to come up with candidates in this committee to find a new leader. I've been in communication with Kevin. Kevin over the years has reached out to me where I could be of some help and assistance, and him being, first of all, the respect I have for him and the fact that people do look to him for leadership. I mean, he's got that without a question. I want to help him wherever I can. So I'm not surprised at his involvement. And I would even make the statement that it's going to be even more involvement as we go forward here, because he really is a great spokesperson on this issue and any issue for the Players Association.
Last question. If you were asked by Adam Silver to be standing alongside of him tomorrow when he holds his press conference, because given your stature, your spot, would you be there?
Well, I would always be there. You know, I've always been a very, very strong NBA guy in person and partner. And over the years, I've seen many who felt the same way and performed the same way, but I've also seen others who fell short.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just reality. That's life. You know, there are takes all kinds, I guess.
See you down the road. I appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Okay, Brad.
Jerry Colangelo with us for a couple of minutes.